Biden at Human Rights Campaign Dinner, who in God's name needs a weapon with 100 rounds in the chamber? By A.W.R. Hawkins on October 15, 2023. While speaking at the Human Rights Campaign National Dinner on Saturday night, President Joe Biden pushed for an assault weapons ban and asked, "Who in God's name needs a weapon with 100 rounds in the chamber?" Biden did not provide an example of a gun that holds 100 rounds in the chamber, but simply added that weapons only meant for one thing, to kill people. Biden emphasized that an assault weapons ban was enacted once at the federal level and declared, "As long as I'm in office, I'm not going to stop until we get it done again." He then transitioned to talk about the 1,000+ Israelis who were killed during the Hamas terror attacks, noting that children and grandparents alike were kidnapped and held hostage by Hamas. Biden did not mention that private gun ownership among Israelis is much lower than it is among Americans. Watch, NBC shows large cache of weapons taken from slain Hamas fighters by IDF. Breitbart News noted that the Second Amendment shields Americans' right to keep and bear arms while Israelis have no guarantee on the ability to be armed for self-defense. The BBC reported that Israeli gun ownership is low at about 2% of the population, while a recent study by Rutgers University's New Jersey Gun Violence Research Center estimated upwards of 6 in 10 Americans own guns. Israel is trying to get more guns in the hands of civilians following the Hamas terror attacks. This effort includes distributing 10,000 assault rifles to civilian security teams in communities along the country's borders. It also means expediting the process Israelis must go through to get a gun license. Biden is moving in just the opposite direction in the U.S., pushing to take AR-15 and AK-47-style rifles away. Related video, Alex Marlowe on Breaking Biden. Biden left weapons for terrorists in Afghanistan. On June 21, 2022, Breitbart News noted there were nearly 25,000 AR-15 and AK-47-style rifles in circulation in the U.S. The National Shooting Sports Foundation put the millions of R and AK rifles in perspective by noting there were more R/AK-style firearms in circulation than Ford F-Series trucks on the road. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010, a speaker at the 2023 Western Conservative Summit, and he holds a PhD in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brown Water Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at @her_Hawkins @Breitbart.com.